Hey guys, AJ here back with another one for you. So guys, I said it once, I'll say it again. The only thing more pathetic than 25-year-old chicks whining about dating is 55-year-old chicks whining about dating, right? Hey guys, these 50 and 60-year-old chicks, guys, the DeLulu level, right? The DeLulu level.
It's over 9,000!
Hey guys, I have a whole playlist of videos of 50-year-olds and 60-year-old chicks that are whining about dating. Guys, here we have a chick that's in her 50s, right? Let's talk about how she's DTF, guys. That's right. She's down to get it on, right?
That's nasty.
So, guys, we'll get into this. Before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my second channel. Guys, join my Discord. Check out the playlist at the end. And let's get into this.
So, as much as I want to talk about food or politics, I can see which video is getting pushed out the most on TikTok. The one where I talk about sex.
Ugh. I can talk about gardening, foraging.
How I need to organize my backyard. And of course I love Golden Bachelorette. But actually that kind of goes along with this whole thing because I like it because it's relatable, because it's being over 50. It's people who are looking for love. And that's the whole thing about my video that I did about sex over 50. When you're younger, you think there is an age where you're like, I'm no longer going to be interested in sex. That age hasn't hit me. There's periods of my life where I was less interested, like when I had little kids and, you know, I'm nursing, and so I'd say to my husband, like, don't touch my tits, you know, you just like, look for it. But then your kids get older and you become back into your body again, and it can be really nice. It's wonderful not having to worry about getting pregnant. It's wonderful when you're, you know, can pick somebody just because you enjoy them, not because you think I need them to be the husband and provider for me. One guy asked, do women over 50 still want to have sex? The truth is, some don't. I have some friends who are like, I've factored in. And some are married, some are single. The single ones feel discouraged about making a connection. The ones who are married are just bored. Bored.
Please.
Which I also address in my video. And there's people like me who are raring to go. And there's
look at that, guys. She said there's 50-year-olds like her that are just raring to go.
That's nasty.
I would say to the over 50 women who think, well, men always want somebody younger, blah, blah. Yeah. There's dudes like that. But let me tell you, ladies, younger men love older women. My original mom vlog, coolmom.com, I could have converted that to a fucking MILF OnlyFans years ago. I get so much attention for to see my muffin top.
Ugh.
They want to see any. Believe me. Don't think that you aren't attractive to men and younger men, because you are. Because I think really what people want more than anything, men, if we're looking at, you know, talking about some straight men liking women, they like somebody who seems like they're excited and up for it and ready to go. When I started dating again, what was difficult when I went online was how bad so many men my age looked.
Look at that.
I think I would be like another video of like giving tips to guys about like, I think I did that actually once. Put the camera down here. Don't do this. Doesn't look good. Don't take pictures in your car. Got a whole list of things and stuff. But, you know, you got to stay kind of fit. You know, we're an obese country. And if you are obese, it is going to be harder at this age to maybe connect. So, you know, we got to kind of try to keep it a little bit together. Was man titties. Like, I just don't want, if I'm underneath a dude, I don't want titties coming down on me. Also, you have no idea who the hot to trot over 50 people are. I mean, I've met people who are like, wow, they're having a steamy life, and you would be like, would never have guessed it.
Ugh.
And then somebody who like really dolls themselves up every day, and they're like going home and watching Netflix at 7.
So look at that, guys. Look at that. Guys, there's a lot to unpack here, so let's pump the brakes, right? Guys, she said younger guys love older chicks.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I told you guys, the Lulu levels.
It's over 9,000!
As if any 20, 30, 40-year-old dude that's worth a damn is going to be smashing this. And here's what these morons don't understand, right? These dudes are only out to smash because it's so easy. They don't have to work. They can call this old chick at like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning when the bar is out. Catch an Uber over there, right? And then just... and disappear. She's like, oh, I'm this awesome hot thing. No, you're not. You're basically a sock. That's all you are, man. What are you talking about? These old chicks are delusional, guys. They are delusional. And then she has the nerve to talk bad about a guy's appearance.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Look at that, guys. As if she's a catch. And guys, there are even simps in her comments here that are gassing her up. Guys, why? Why are these simps?
Beta!
Look at that. I liked your pic. You're sexy.
Beta!
Look at that. All this is so true. You're beautiful.
Beta!
Look at that. This girl here says, you're not lying. I have a 34-year-old guy on Facebook asking if I'm still married. Because he's either some Nigerian scammer guy trying to get at your bank account. Or he's some, like, 40-year-old dude who just wants to... right and smash. What are you talking about? Man, oh, man. Guys, this is the delusion that's going on right now. Guys, her first video is no. Right? Oh, guys, it's real bad. It's real stupid, all right? But, guys, this is sad. This is where these chicks are. Matter of fact, I actually might make a follow-up about her first video. But guys, this is sad. This is where these 50-year-old, 60-year-old chicks are. Right? And they have to fool themselves into thinking that just because they're getting hit up on Tinder by guys old enough to be their freaking kids' age, who know that they can without a condom, that's a flex? What are these knuckleheads talking about? This last chick says, facts. So when I was 53, I dated a 31-year-old. That was the most fun and exhilarating time of my life. Sex was amazing AF. Yuck, dude. Come on.
That's nasty.
Guys, leave these chicks alone, man. Leave these chicks alone. And these simps, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves, right? Come on, man. You're going to waste your time on some 55-year-old shriveled up broad? And guys, they're hashtags. Hashtag women over 50. Hashtag dating advice. Hashtag dating over 50. Come on, guys. All right, you guys. AJ, I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.